Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are, 133 days after the legislature convened on a snowy day in January, and we can finally say it's a wrap. The legislature has adjourned, and the last of the bills on the governor's desk have been acted upon. The session statistics from 30,000 feet are interesting. According to the legislature's website, 3,324 bill drafts were requested, and of those, only one-third, or 1,309 bills, were actually introduced. The legislature was in session for 87 working days, and in that time, they cast 270,131 combined votes on the House and Senate floors. One final piece of the puzzle remains. Of the 1,309 bills introduced, how many actually became law? We should have that number for you by next week. Since the legislature adjourned, the mainstream media has been busy praising Governor Bullock for signing certain bills into law. Among those are Medicaid expansion, an infrastructure bill, a bill to increase funding for state parks, and a bill to extend tax credits for film production. Among those he vetoed are a College Campus Free Speech Act, a bill that would have given the Child and Family Ombudsman more control over child protective services, and not surprisingly, every single pro-life bill that made it to his desk. First, he vetoed Senate Bill 100, a bill to force abortion providers to give a woman a chance to view an ultrasound of their baby before the procedure. Next, he vetoed the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, essentially a ban on all abortions after 20 weeks with some narrowly tailored exceptions. And finally, Governor Bullock joined Democratic governors in other states by vetoing Senate Bill 354, a ban on the killing of children after they're born. This issue has become the new rallying cry for the pro-life community nationwide after similar legislation failed in other states and even in the United States Senate. It's an issue that brings us face to face with what we've become as a society, and it exposes lawmakers who have long hidden behind a woman's so-called right to choose. In a statement issued along with the veto, Governor Bullock said that he vetoed the bill for two reasons. First, he said, federal law already provides for protections in medical care for infants born alive. What he failed to mention is that those protections only apply to facilities that are controlled by or receive money from the federal government, such as military hospitals. Secondly, he said he vetoed the bill because, in his words, the situation the bill purportedly seeks to address does not exist, an argument countered by Senator Al Olszewski, the bill's sponsor, who also happens to be a surgeon in Kalispell, who said in testimony that he has personally witnessed infants born alive being allowed to expire without medical care. With nearly all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no, it's fair to say this issue has become a new litmus test, and you can bet that we'll see questions along these lines the next time we confirm a justice to the United States Supreme Court. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.